This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. All right, let's get right back into it. Danny Parkins joins in 20 minutes, so we're not going to, you say it's a pet peeve of mine when people do like sports content or whatever, and they talk for like 3 minutes, like, let's get right into it. Well, if you're going to get right into it, you get right into it. So I said just now, it's a bad job by me. Let's get right into it. Also, Danny Parkins joins us in 20 minutes. Also, our bets for tonight in 40 minutes. And now we get right into it, which is not really getting right into it. That's a bet. Hand up. It's a bad job by me, comma, broadcast professional. Yeah, it's my fault. Anyway, we continue on with it. Moved. Line movement, side movement, total movement for week one in the NFL. Femi, we ended the hour with the Colts and the Dolphins. You gave us a bunch of injury information. What about the actual movement on the side and total? Let's rip through a bunch of these here.
Yeah, but we've seen movement on both the side and the total over the last like couple of days here. In terms of the side, this was Colts laying one. There was some 1.5 a couple of weeks ago. Now we're down to pick'em at a lot of places. Now, BetMGM still has a one, but I do see pick'em as the consensus price. So once again, if you like Miami, BetMGM is your home to go ahead and do it. The total's actually been bet to the under. This was 47, now 46.5, which doesn't seem significant, but 47 is kind of a key-ish total. For me with this game, small lean to the Dolphins, but I'm just more intrigued to watch it than I am to bet it, because both these teams, the loser, I mean, there's going to be just a lot of hell to pay for that head coach. Like, you're starting the season off with a loss after what happened last year. So a very fascinating game. I'm not going to have a bet in it.
I'm leaning towards, I hate both these teams.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards betting the Dolphins. Not there. I don't know if it's going to make the card. Need to think more about it. Way more stronger opinions to give out as we move along. So we'll come back to this game tomorrow.
Yeah, give me plus money. I'll bet Miami, but not at this price.
Femi, my New York football Giants on the road at the Washington Commanders. Good news for the Giants. You'll talk about this, right? We think Andrew Thomas may play in the game now. Where do we stand with the commies and the Giants in our nation's capital?
Yeah, that was the big thing that Brian Daboll addressed when he met with the media earlier this afternoon. He said that Andrew Thomas has been doing the things that he needs to do. whatever that is. But it sounded pretty optimistic that Thomas will be on the field this Sunday. And where it stands right now, this has been a very, very interesting betting market, because early on, like, you saw 7 when the schedule came out. Then they got bet, and that got down to 6.5, got to 6. We even saw 5.5 earlier this past weekend. Now we're settled in at 6. With the total, though, that's been hanging out at 46. But the side's been what's really interesting. A lot of Giants optimism after the preseason, the training camp reports. The vibes just seem to be very, very high for a team that has a head coach and a general manager who are on the hot seat. Doesn't feel like that when you kind of hear people talk about this team. And on the Washington side, they're the regression team. They're actually the Washington Regressions. That should be their new name instead of the Commanders. Like, that's what everyone expects that does what we do in the betting space. I think right now, my thought process with this, if this ever gets under 6 again, I'm betting the Commanders. It feels a lot like to the game we saw last year in Week 1, Panthers-Saints. Saints were about 5.5 point favorites early in the week. Gets bet all the way down to 3. Everyone loved Carolina, road dog, divisional game, etc. All the trends. And New Orleans won by like 40. I don't think that's going to happen on Sunday, but I do think the Commanders win convincingly and they cover this game. So I'm going to wait. Let's get under 6, and I'll be betting the Commanders on Sunday.
I hate to say it. I think I agree. I'll just offer this and then we'll move on for now. If it's true that Jaden Daniels is as good as I think he is, top 5 quarterback already. Top 5. Shouldn't the Commanders be like 7.5? Shouldn't they be like 7.5 or 8 in this game? Just saying. We'll do more on it coming up tomorrow. Yeah. Femi, let's go to the other team in New Jersey. The Steelers and the Jets and the Aaron Rodgers, Justin Fields Bowl.
Yeah, from an injury standpoint, obviously the today's news was a bummer for the New York Jets. Elijah Vera Tucker, sounds like he might miss the entire season. They're looking to get a second opinion on that tricep, but doesn't look good. Also for the Jets, keep this in mind. Sauce Gardner, they're all pro cornerback. Limited in practice today with a calf injury. Let's just kind of keep that in the back of our minds as we head into tomorrow and on Friday. Just want to go ahead and point that out. For Pittsburgh, Derek Harmon, their first-round pick, he's going to be out. He's going to miss at least like the first month of the season with the knee injury. Mike Tomlin said Cam Hayward will play despite the contract dispute, or at least he's expected to play. We'll see what happens come Sunday, but I would expect him to be out there. From a total standpoint, the total has been bet to the under today. This was 39, now 38.5. And the side, that's also been bet. Over the weekend, we saw 3s. Now we're starting to see some more 2.5. So people liking Game Green plus the field goal. I'm going to leave the side alone. I just like the under. I think this is very much a low-scoring game. I can see 17-14. I can see 17-3. But I just think this is going to be a low-scoring game regardless who wins it. So I'm going to be betting the under with this one. 38.5 is low, but not low enough. I like the under.
I told you already, all offseason, I like the Steelers, and Elijah Vera Tucker being out means I like them even more. If you like the Jets, please bet 3, take 3, and if you like the Steelers, please lay 2.5. There's no reason now for you, with all the options available, and we want you to bet at BetMGM, but if you like the Jets, you can get 3 at MGM. You can't lay 2.5 right now at MGM with the Steelers. Make sure you get the best of the number. I love the Steelers, and if I had to bet the total, I'd be with Femi on the under. Femi, the Tuck Rule revenge game, potentially for the Las Vegas Raiders. The Nick Costos Femi Abebefe Bowl. I like the Patriots as a surprise AFC playoff team. You like the Raiders. Where are we at with New England and Las Vegas on Sunday at Foxborough?
Yeah, the injury standpoint has not been great for New England. I guess it's kind of been bittersweet. The sweet side of it, Stephon Diggs practiced full today. He and his brother, Trayvon Diggs, apparently did some like awesome rehab work in Florida because both those guys ahead of schedule. Diggs is back and expected to play on Sunday. However, cornerback Christian Gonzalez, one of the best corners in the league, has been dealing with a hamstring injury since late July, has not practiced. Didn't practice today. It sounds like it's not going to happen for him this week, and I'd be pretty surprised if he was out there on the field, which would be a big deal and a big loss for that New England defense. And because of that news, we've seen the over get bet and the Raiders get bet. All the 3s are gone. This is now 2.5 across the board. New England under a field goal at home, the favorite in the game. And the total has gone up from 43.5 to 44, another key-ish total number. So we've seen the over get bet, and we've seen the dog get bet. I love the underdog. I'm going to be betting Raiders money line. I'll probably have a smaller bet on the over, but I think the Raiders just win the game outright. I missed out on the 3s. Whatever. I'll take plus 115. Give me the silver and black on Sunday.
I'm concerned about this Christian Gonzalez injury for the Patriots. over 43.5 would be my bet in this game. And find a 43.5 if you like the over like I do. Pats are going to... I love Drake May. I love the Drake. Raiders defense stinks. And on the flip side, no Gonzalez. My guess is he was going to shadow Brock Bowers. Now you don't have that. I think the Raiders offense gets a big upgrade. I do like the over 43.5 for the Patriots and the Raiders. You better you bet on this Wednesday. It moved week one in the NFL. Femi to the afternoon slate. Cam Ward making his NFL debut for the Titans on the road at my Denver Broncos. What do we got, Broncos and Titans?
Yeah, tough spot here for a rookie quarterback making their debut at altitude against one of the best defenses in the league. Not a whole lot of injury news here to report. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nick. But in terms of the side, that's been moving today. Like, we saw 8.5 go to 9. But then once it got to 9, some people were interested in the 9s with betting Tennessee. So we're back to 8.5. But there's been an appetite to bet the Denver Broncos. How many people want to put an Eagles-Broncos teaser together when you look at the totals and you look at the sides? I think a lot of people might be doing that. So I think right now the side for me, it's a pass. I just don't like the setup. I know it's a lot of points. I think it's probably just right. I think I'm bullish on Tennessee, but not in this particular game. I'm low on Denver, but I think in this game, they're probably really good. If I had to bet the game, honestly, I'd bet Denver alts and like lay like 16.5 or something like that. And like maybe they just run away from these guys and it looks pretty bad for Tennessee. The total, that's kind of ping pong back and forth, 43, 42.5. We're kind of dancing in that range as a lower scoring game is expected. But I think if you're betting the side, I think it's Denver alts. Like, I'm not messing around laying 9. Just lay the big price and get plus money.
I think you're right here on the Broncos. And I like the Broncos. We'll do Survivor tomorrow probably. I like the Broncos as a Survivor play this week. I have a hard time thinking, even if you wanted to say Cam Ward's like Jaden Daniels and like he could have that kind of impact. Remember, Jaden Daniels got wrecked by the Buccaneers last year and he got his revenge in the wild card round. But I do like the Denver Broncos as well in this game. Femi, the Niners and the Seahawks, such a fascinating game, right? For a bunch of different reasons, injury and otherwise. What about San Francisco at Seattle in your neck of the woods, the Pacific Northwest on Sunday?
Yeah, the side's kind of been hanging out a little bit here at 2.5. We see some twos pop up, and then immediately the Niners get bet, and then there's interest in Seattle at 2.5. So I think we're going to hang out here. Niners under a field goal would be my guess as we close on Sunday. The total, though, is what's been being bet under. Like, this was 46.5 earlier this offseason. Saw some 45s in August, 44.5s, then got bet down. We're now at 43. And you look at the 49ers' skill positions, that's a big reason as to why. I mean, whether it's suspensions or injuries, they are missing a lot of guys. Brandon Ayuk being the big headliner, but Jacob Cowing, DeMarcus Robinson's being suspended. Juwan Jennings, that's the big guy. Kyle Shanahan did say he's expecting him to play, was limited with a calf injury. There's been some contract disputes between he and the organization, but I think he's going to be out there, should be good to go. But I think for me, I'm passing the game. If you ever wanted to tease in week one, I think Seattle probably makes for a pretty solid teaser leg, but I'm not even that thrilled about that since it's a new quarterback and it's a early season situation. But I think I'm going to pass and maybe put the Seahawks in some contests and bet it that way. But in terms of my actual money, no, I'm not betting the game.
I think if I had to bet this game, Femi, I think I'd actually take the points with Seattle. If Seattle's got a chance, and I think Seattle's got a chance to have a top defense in the league this year, top five, top three, could they be the best defense in the league? I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility. And San Fran's dealing with all the injury. You detailed a bunch of the injury stuff for San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to get there, but if I had to bet this game, I think I'd actually take the points, Femi, with Seattle. What about Green Bay and Detroit? Dan Campbell saying, on the eighth day, God created Lambeau Field. What do we got with Green Bay and Detroit Sunday at Lambeau?
I love Dan Campbell. we have a little bit of push-pull going on with this game. Like, the Micah Parsons trade gets announced. Packers got bet a little bit. All those 1.5 and twos became 2.5s. But once we got to 2.5, here comes the Detroit Lions money. The Lions got bet. So we're sitting here at 2 as our consensus number. BetMGM has a 2.5, so you know what to do if you like the Detroit Lions. Go ahead and do it at the sportsbook where we make it legendary. But in terms of the total, that's still hanging out. 47.5, 47 is where we sit right now. Injury news, though, for the Packers, it's not great. Michael Parsons dealing with a back injury, which apparently has been legit. The whole time I thought he was just doing it for the hold-in. But like, apparently his back injury is legit. He needs an epidural. So we'll kind of continue to monitor that, the guy who's only the favorite for defensive player of the year. And then Jaden Reed has got the foot injury. Nate Hobbs has been banged up as well throughout training camp. Xavier McKinney's been banged up all throughout training camp, but he's good to go. As it stands right now, if I had to bet the game, small lean to Green Bay, but I'm just going to watch this one. I think my Packers bets that I have in terms of Super Bowl exactas, MVP, we're sweating that out already week one. A high leverage moment for this team to get the one seed to win this game. So for me, side and total, I'm going to pass it.
I'm leaning on Detroit here. Not ready to place a bet on this game. I think this may be a fact-finding mission for yours truly with the Lions and the Packers. What about the Rams and the Texans, Femi, in Los Angeles on Sunday?
Yeah, good news on the injury front for the Los Angeles Rams. Like, Alaric Jackson with dealing with the blood clots, he's expected to start. Obviously, we knew Matthew Stafford was going to play as well. For the Houston Texans, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, according to the general manager, Nick Caserio, he's good to go this week. That was an injury scare from earlier during training camp. But the movement has been towards the Rams and the under. Usually you get favored and over, dog and under, but the Rams have gotten bet. We've been kind of dancing between 2.5 and 3. All the 2.5s have been bet. We're now 3 minus 110 across the board. And the total, that's now gone under the key number of 44. Started at 44.5. Saw some 44s yesterday. Now 43.5 across the board. I agree with that movement. If you can find 44 or better, I think it's a banger under bet. In terms of the side, I love the Houston Texans. I'll take +3. I'll take money line. I'll take Texans alts. I think this has the potential to be a disaster class for Matthew Stafford in his first real action out there between dealing with the back injury all throughout training camp. So give me Houston big, and I like the under in the game.
I think you nailed it. I have nothing left to add. So hit us with the Ravens and the Bills on Sunday Night Football to close. And I like Baltimore in the game, as I've said a bunch over the last month or so.
Yep, for the Baltimore Ravens, Isaiah Likely out. He's not going to be playing, dealing with the broken foot. For the Buffalo Bills, Khalil Shakir, high ankle sprain. Full participant today at practice, but that's just not a great injury for a skill guy, as Nick has mentioned earlier throughout the show. But the betting movement has been towards Baltimore. The Ravens, I think most football fans, who's the best team in the league? It's the Baltimore Ravens. They're now the favorite at most sports books after being the underdog for much of the summer. Not a massive move going from 1.5-point dog to 1-point favorite, but still notable nonetheless. The total has gone down a little bit to the under, which I find interesting. I think of these two teams as being more high scoring. As it pertains for me, let's see how far this goes. I might bet Buffalo if we get to Ravens 2, 2.5. I don't think there's anything that's stopping it, so I might bet the Buffalo Bills by the time we get to Sunday night.
And I would say good luck with that, but I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again.
Yeah.
On the other side, former You Better You Bet co-host Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1 joins the show, talking the Bears and much more on a Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All our bets for tonight coming up to close the show 20 minutes from now. Thank God we've reached this point on the calendar where we can put the offseason behind us and we can start talking about games. Week one, the National Football League, the season kicking off tomorrow in Philadelphia with the Eagles and the Cowboys. And joining us right now to talk about the Eagles and Cowboys, to talk about week one, to talk about this NFL season, which includes his Chicago Bears. So proud for his success. My friend, your friend, former co-host on You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff on Sundays with yours truly, and the newly minted co-host, First Things First, along with Nick Wright and Kevin Wilds and Chris Broussard on Fox Sports 1. You can watch Danny with the crew, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, all weekdays on FS1. Nice enough to join us for a weekly spot this season at the conclusion of that show, our buddy Danny Parkins on Twitter at Danny Parkins. My friend, welcome back to the show. Congratulations again. Happy football season to you and yours.
Costa, it's great to hear from you, Femi. Good to be on, man. Thrilled to be back with you guys on You Better You Bet. And you're right. I mean, at least for you guys, you're talking baseball. You're talking college basketball. We just do NFL lists in the off season. So like, my God, am I ready for games to start? So we made it, and I can't wait to be talking about it with you guys this year.
I don't know, man. I think, would I rather do an NFL list in July or like break down like the White Sox bullpen? I think I'd rather do an NFL list. I think you guys have kind of got it made a little bit. We'll get to the National Football League in a second, but I mean, we know each other really well. And I think the audience knows this about me and knows this about Femi. We are like sports media nerds. Like, we love this stuff. And you just got put on like one of the best sports shows on television. Like, First Things First is unbelievable. Like, you're great on the show. The clips are everywhere on social media. You're killing it on FS1. What's it been like for you, man? You're on the show now. You're doing a great job. Doing it with a friend of yours and Nick Wright. What's this experience been like for Danny Parkins being on First Things First on FS1?
Sometimes I catch myself watching the show while I'm on the show. And it's so totally surreal. Because listen, I think it's the best show in sports television. But I said that obviously being biased as Nick's best friend, and then also well before I ever thought that it was possible that I would be on it. And so it's amazing. They're our production crew. See, I just did it there. It's like, it's our production crew, but I was gonna say their production crew is incredible. They make it so easy. They're so welcoming. Wilds is just like charming and hilarious, but he can also just like cut you at the knees. Brew has never been in a bad mood a day in his life and is just wildly entertaining in everything that he says. And then Nick, for my money, is the single best in the business. He's the one seed. And so being a part of the team is like, it's cliche, but it's just surreal. It's really, really fun and really, really cool. And it's an honor, man. Today in that A block, I'm out there and I'm just like, this is a good show. It's like, oh wait, I'm on it. I have to actually do my part now. So it's really cool.
I love that, and it's an awesome answer. And again, you can watch Danny with the crew on First Things First on FS1 weekdays, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I do want to hit you, my friend, before we get to the NFL, and we will, with one other sports media thing. And I kind of purposely, and we've had so much content to do for week one on the show today as well, delayed talking about it until now, and then Femi and I will give our takes next segment before we give our bets. Scott Hansen announced today on the Pat McAfee Show on ESPN that there will be commercials this year on NFL Red Zone. So it's no longer 7 hours of commercial-free football start now, But 7 hours of red zone football start now. So Danny, as a gambler, an avid football fan, someone who nerds out on sports media like we do, what is your opinion on this? Where do you come down on red zone having commercials this season?
You know the scene in The Social Network where they're considering whether or not they should put ads on the website? It's like, we don't know what we've built yet. Facebook is cool. It's like you're throwing a party and you're asking people to leave at 9 o'clock. That whole scene with Sean Parker. It's like, that's not what Red Zone is now. It's ubiquitous. It's in the culture. It's amazing. I don't even remember what football was like without it. So no one is going to watch less because there are commercials. And so if you have built a loyal audience that is a huge audience, and then you aren't going to lose them by playing commercials, any business in the world would play some commercials to make some more money off of it. And then I will also say, if you're watching the NFL, and as Nick Costos would say, the year of our Lord 2025, with only one screen, I mean, are you Fred Flintstone and you're still pedaling your car to work? Like, to me, you've got to have the YouTube TV, the four screen, you know, split, so you can pick your four games that you want to follow really closely, and then Red Zone with sound on the second TV. I go dueling 65 inches side by side. Nick has a 60 with two 50s above it. I prefer side by side as opposed to vertical. But like, if you're only watching Red Zone on one screen, sure, you're going to be a little annoyed by the commercials, but spring for the $250 for the extra Vizio and get with the times and never have commercials anyway. I haven't watched a commercial on an NFL Sunday in 10 years at this point. So the news doesn't affect me in any way.
I have a strong opinion on something you just said. I had this conversation with someone who does like tech for a living, like installs TVs and stuff like that, who in the new office that I'm in right now, I had a bunch of TVs put up for this exact reason. And we were debating vertical or horizontal for the TVs. And he said, like, he's a professional, in his experience, it's way less distracting if they are next to each other as opposed to on top of each other. So we're simpatico on that, man. I got the TVs all next to each other here in my new office. Absolutely love to hear it. You better you been on this Wednesday. Danny Parkins with us. First things first on FS1. Danny will join us every Wednesday in this spot throughout the season. We absolutely love to have him. So Danny, I know, and our audience knows, that you'll be giving out your picks, like your official bets, Friday on First Things First on FS1. So this is not going to be like, hey, here's Danny's entire card on a Wednesday. But I did love to see earlier today, Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer, texted me and said, you had a thought on the Rams-Texans game on Sunday, and I'm curious what that is. Rams about a 3-point favor, total in about the 44 range, Danny. What do you think about the Rams and the Texans on Sunday in Los Angeles?
I'm thinking wrong team favorite alert.
And WTF?
Exactly. To kick it old school with you. And this isn't like a hugely pro Texans thing, but it just feels like if I've got a 37-year-old quarterback who isn't mobile with a bad back, yes, he gets the ball out quick, no doubt about it, but serious questions, not about the depth of the offensive line, but about the talent of the offensive line for the Rams. Like, their starting center is about to be Coleman Shelton. He was the center on a Bears team that gave up 68 sacks. Now, obviously, Caleb Williams held the ball for an eternity compared to Matt Stafford. I understand that. But the Rams offensive line, like, they're saying it's good, but a left tackle with blood clots, a backup center from the Bears, it's not exactly a star-studded who's who of Pro Bowlers out there. And you're going up against the second best pressure percentage guy in the NFL and the sixth best pressure percentage guy in the NFL from last year in Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, the only duo who were in the top 10, a team that was fourth in the NFL in sacks last year, and the Rams were 1-7 in games where they allowed 3 sacks or more. It just feels like strength of Texans against weakness of the Rams. Maybe Stafford is 100% healthy, but it sure doesn't sound like he's 100% healthy. So it just feels like maybe the worst week one matchup possible for the Rams. So to me, I'm inclined to be on the side of Houston.
Danny, the vibes couldn't be more opposite than tomorrow night's opening night game between the Cowboys and the Eagles. Philadelphia, they're absolutely locked in, trying to go ahead and win the Super Bowl again this year. We're not going to use the word repeat because Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts have banned that word repeat. And then on the other side, here's the Dallas Cowboys, have gone through a tumultuous week, having just traded the best non-quarterback in the league in Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. Like, without Micah Parsons out there, what does this look like, in your opinion, for the Dallas Cowboys ahead of tomorrow night's opening night game against the rival Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, first of all, I will just say about Nick Sirianni, nobody believes you. Like, he really looked a reporter in the eye and was like, oh, it's banner night? I didn't know that. Stop. Stop. When did you think they were dropping the banner? It's been opening night for every champion for the last 30 years, and the champions have opened the season in the NFL for like the last 15. So I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. I think it's very cute that they're saying they don't do repeats and, you know, we're turning the page and all of that, but nobody believes what Nick Sirianni is selling. Having said that, I think, like everybody, no one's going to pick Dallas to win this game. The only scenario where Dallas wins the game, in my opinion, is if the game script is 35-31. Like, if Philly lost, not their stars, but we, you know, Brandon Graham and Josh Sweat and Milton Williams and Gardner Johnson and Maddox and on down the line, and the Dean is out for the first 4 weeks, and it's like they've got the youngest defense in the NFL that'll get better as the year goes on under Fangio. They've got serious cornerback questions opposite Quinyon Mitchell early on, and now there's George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb with a fully healthy Dak Prescott, who were just 1 year removed from them leading the league in scoring. Like, is it possible that, you know, Philly, and they're only in their three losses last year, they did allow 30 points per game in those three losses, 275 passing yards in losses. Like, is it possible that Dak airs it out and throws the ball over the field? Sure. But I think what's much more likely is that Philly just runs it down Dallas's throat and wins by, you know, 14 points. But the only path to a Cowboys win is a high-scoring game.
Femi and I have been saying that for a couple months now. If you like Dallas in the game to keep it close, you absolutely need to parlay it with the over in the game. Currently 47.5 at our show sponsor, BetMGM. Danny, we can't have you on the show before week one and not talk about your beloved Chicago Bears. Now, I said last week, this is before Micah Parsons got traded to Green Bay, which maybe I have to rethink things a little bit, but I'm already on record saying it. The bets are already in. I think the Bears are going to the playoffs this year. Year one with Ben Johnson. Dennis Allen, terrible head coach, but I love him as a defensive coordinator, and I think he's going to fix Caleb Williams here. And I like the Bears upside a lot this year, and I like them on Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings. Danny, where are you at on your Chicago Bears entering the year?
I got a lot of optimism, and I love hearing you say it because you're a sharp guy. I think that what has happened to the Caleb Williams discourse has been baffling. I mean, he was not great last year. He was not what we expected him to be, but he wasn't bad. Like, they fired his play caller 9 games into the season, and then they fired his head coach because there was a near mutiny. And they lost games in ridiculous fashion. A Hail Mary when Tyreek Stevenson is talking to the fans instead of guarding his guy who catches the ball on the Hail Mary. Matt Eberflus forgets to call a timeout in the Thanksgiving game against Detroit. Oh, they lose to Minnesota. They lose to Minnesota when they score 27 points and Caleb throws for 340 yards and 2 touchdowns in overtime. They lose to Green Bay on a blocked field goal when they submitted to the league office that it was an illegal pass rush by the Packers. You know, didn't get called on the field, and it doesn't matter what the league office says on the Tuesday after, but still, like, it was bad last year, and he held the ball too long, and he took 68 sacks, and it was not good. But he threw for 3,500 yards. It was a 3.5-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. He had backup offensive linemen all over the field. They upgraded at right guard, center, and left guard, head coach and play caller. And then they used their first 2 picks on Colston Loveland and Luther Burden to help out the skill position guys on the offensive side of the ball. Like, last year should be the floor for Caleb Williams. And then for Monday night, again, one of the games against Brian Flores, He threw no picks in two games against Brian Flores. He had a 97 passer rating over the two games against Brian Flores. Three touchdowns, no picks. One of the games he scored 27 points. And Ben Johnson, the last 2 years, is 4-0 against Brian Flores when he was with the Lions against Brian Flores' Minnesota Vikings. So I love the Bears on Monday night. I'm very optimistic about what they can be this year. And, of course, it terrifies me because I've had my heart broken so many times. There was a moment in time when I believed in Justin Fields. There was a moment in time when I believed in Mitch Trubisky. I tend to fall easy for Bears quarterbacks, but eventually I'm going to be right. If at first you do not succeed, try again.
I think you're going to be right this time. And I think we're going to win because of it. And we win having you on the show every single week. We're pumped to have you every Wednesday, Danny. Pumped to watch you on First Things First on FS1 as well, on Twitter at Danny Parkins. Stay well, my friend. Good luck with the bets this weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.
Danny Parkins joining us here on You Better You Bet. And just, I think people can tell, especially longtime listeners and viewers, Danny loves to bet. He's real deal.
Oh, yeah.
Love having him on the show here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, some thank yous to Dole App before we wrap up the wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Three tremendous guests. This show was really fantastic today. It was really great. Great to have Femi back. Great to be here on the eve of football. Three amazing guests. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. The Whale Capper, Drew Densick. I've interviewed Drew. Tyler, just, you don't have to come on the air. But you type in the chat. How many times, like in all seriousness, Tyler's been on the show since 2019. How many times do you think we've interviewed Drew on the show? Triple digits, right? Probably 100 times. Is that fair? Has Drew been on the show 100 times? That was the best Drew Densick interview we've ever had. Like, he was, and he's always great. That was magnificent. We love Drew. And then our friend Danny Parkins. And I love Danny personally. Used to do You Better You Bet with me on Sundays. Very happy for his success. Great to have him on the show on Wednesday. So thanks to Danny. Thanks to Whale. And thanks to Baldy. Our executive producer is Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan. Our associate producer, Addy Bates. And our video producer, the real perfect creation of God, Max Sheedy, with Mike Brown on vacation. Mike got Wally pipped. Coming up after us here on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight. Do we have levels on, Brad, or do I need to stall here for a little bit, guys? We good? Okay, I'm just going to assume that we're good. The show is co-hosted by Ryan Horvath and our guest at this time, the one, the only, Brad Evans. Brad, welcome to the show. Hola, amigo.
Amigos! Oh, sorry for the delay, gentlemen. It's that time of year, and your boy's in demand for interviews, so I talk long.
Let me ask you, who's keeping you long? Who kept you long just now?
I was in New Orleans, and I think we talked Sazerac for 30 minutes, at least in my head. It wasn't football. I was thinking about drinking the entire time.
Who do I need to talk to on New Orleans to be like, listen, like, you can have Brad Evans, but you got to let Brad go by 6'4". Who do I need to talk to? I need a name. I need a program director. I need a host. Whose cages do I need to rattle? It's unacceptable.
Drew Brees. Drew Brees. That's it. Just go to Brees, and it will be done.
You know, he may be our coworker at some point, so I'm just going to let this be.
Brad said he ain't no snitch.
Brandon Kugler will be getting a tersely worded text message from Bill Zimmerman in a little bit about this exact conversation. Brad, we are on the eve of NFL season. Do you have, and we'll ask you this tomorrow when we have you on also, but just give us any betting thought that you've got, side, total, prop, for the Cowboys and the Eagles on Thursday Night Football.
I'm going to give you the dumbest bet possibly in sports gambling history. Jahan Dotson over 5.5 yards receiving at -110 there at BetMGM. I know it's wild. I know it's wacky. I know it's insane in the membrane. But what else would you expect from a guy with no hair? But I will say this. I think Dotson's probably going to run around 20 to 25 routes. He averaged over 20 routes per game over the last 6 weeks of the regular season. And that rolled in the playoffs as well. Last year in route to their Super Bowl victory. He's going to see a lot of action in three wide receiver sets. Yes, the main men are still going to be A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, but all I need, my man, is one stinking catch from Jahan Dotson. One grab, and it's a single play payday, and that Cowboys secondary is going to be quite stanky from beginning to end this season. So I like Jahan Dotson over 5.5 receiving yards, and I pray it's going to happen early so I don't have to pull up and wrench out in all the wrong places.
What does that mean?
Let your mind wander, my man. Pulling up and all the wrong places, and then you have certain undergarments, and they get soaked, and you got to, you know, twist them so you can carry on with your day. You don't want to be, like, just sitting there and simmer.
It's going commando.
If Brad, if you could describe yourself in two words, what would those two words be?
Dumb ass.
Femi, if you could describe Brad in two words, Femi, what would those two words be?
Bald freak.
that was a bald freak answer just now. Brad, in like 20 seconds, what did the people have to look forward to tonight on BetMGM Tonight?
Talk and more talk about college football week two. We're also going to be doing some hump day Hail Marys, fantasy football, flames, and shocker specials as well. The running back position and answering your questions. 833-732-3875. Call in. It'll be a joy. We would love to help you get a victory week one of the fantasy football season.
I want to hit you with something really quickly.
Yeah.
Whatever, humble, whatever. Brag, whatever. Like, a lot of my friends listen to the show or watch You Better, You Bet. And when I do fantasy drafts with them, like, they take all my guys. It happens constantly. Do you have the same experience? Because, like, last night I got sniped on so many guys in my home league, and it's like, I know they listen to the show. Like, this really pissed me off. Does this happen to you? I'm guessing the answer is yes.
Continuously, religiously. I play in pretty much nothing but auction leagues. So people will throw out my guys, like, I don't know, getting down with my boy Chase Brown or and David Montgomery, Mandatory Montgomery. They'll toss them out there. Do I go the extra dollar? Yes. Do I go the extra $5? Of course. Do I go sometimes beyond like $10? Like a moron, like an idiot? Yes, I do. Those are my guys. You got to go out and stand your ground. Get your guys, no matter what your idiot friends do and they're bidding up prospects.
Brad, have a great show tonight, and we look forward to the Shocker special on BetMGM tonight.
Cubs -1.5 on the run line at plus money against the Braves. I'm out.
Brad Evans joining us here on You Better You. Brad told us like 3 weeks ago he wasn't betting baseball anymore. Here's Cubs run line. You love it. BetMGM tonight coming up after us on the BetMGM network. Femi, what did you make of what did you? Yes, well, thankfully we didn't get. Yeah, okay, we'll leave this alone.
Sorry.
It's funny. If people get the joke, then they're laughing. And if not, piss off. What did you make of Scott Hansen announcing there would be commercials on Red Zone?
We knew this was coming down the pike, right? Like, it's like Red Zone, everybody loves it. Here's my take on Red Zone. It's not needed. Like, and if you like to watch it, great. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad the product's awesome. I loved watching Red Zone growing up, but there's just other vehicles. If you have the multiple
growing
screens
up
that Danny was talking about, I guess like in college. Red Zone's been around for a while. It's not like
15
the last
years?
5 years.
10 years?
I'd say about like 15. Yeah. 2011 was the first year
what
that
was
I watched
the first
it.
Year of Red Zone? Red Zone first say, year NFL.
My guess it's like 08, 09.
09.
Bill says 09. Yeah.
It's 16 been a while. Years.
It's been a while for Red Zone. And it's useful. Like, it's awesome if you want to kind of like inhale the best parts of football games. But with like the YouTube Sunday Ticket, man, you got like two TVs, bang, you got eight right there in the early window. You got an iPad, you got another game for a local game, you got a laptop, you got another game. Like, there's, you can create your own Red Zone. You can be Scott Hansen. And that's what I've been the last couple of years. So for those who watch it, great. Enjoy the commercials. I'll be doing the YouTube multi-view.
I have only one thing to say. Well, I have multiple things to say. The first thing I would have to say is I agree with what Femi said and what Danny said. It's really not that big a deal. People just like to complain and bitch and moan. The other thing I'd like to say is, dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun Joe Burrow leads the Bengals onto the field to try and snap the regular season swoon early in September. What will the first one be? It might be Steelers, Jets. Aaron Rodgers back at MetLife taking on his former team.
Revenge game for Justin Fields. It's like, it's not a revenge game. What are we doing? But it's definitely going to be MetLife.
It's Rodgers.
Like, that's 100%. Rodgers. Yeah. It could potentially be in our nation's capital.
Like,
some buzz around the
in Atlanta, the panic's mightier as the Falcons get set to entertain the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, let's get to bets for tonight. Jake, please drop the dope ass beat. Thankfully,
they shut down
a little slowly.
See that happen?
I don't even know what that is.
It's like, I guess, where people were like illegally streaming sporting events. I've never used it. I got a virus in college when I was trying to illegally stream a Cowboys game. And ever since then, I've sworn off it. So if I have to pay and be a sucker, I'll go ahead and do that.
All right. I feel like there's nothing I can say that's like positive. So swing big on your next MLB parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And yes, I would assume that now no one will illegally stream anything anymore.
Yeah. Arrested two guys in Egypt.
I'm done betting. I'm not betting. I'll bet what you guys want tonight. I'm not handicapping baseball. What do you like, Femi, tonight in sports?
Here's my baseball bet tonight. Unfortunately, my team are a bunch of cowards. They're choke artists. They're gutless. They have no spine. I will be betting the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. I know the market's moved a little bit in their favor. It was like plus 115, now plus 110. I think Tampa at a plus money price. Adrian Hauser, he's been pretty solid this year, but George Kirby's not to be trusted in 2025. The Mariners on the road are not to be trusted in 2025. This team is dying to collapse. Give me Tampa tonight on the money line. Full game. Don't need the first five. Full game. Tampa Bay Rays. My one bet in baseball.
The names that you just said, like, I know George. Who? Adrian Hauser?
Adrian Hauser is the pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays tonight.
He used to pitch for the Brewers, right?
That I do not know.
This is just like, this is where we're at. Like, dude,
yeah.
like the NFL starts tomorrow and you're grinding Adrian Hauser and Rays Mariners.
Hey, all tickets cash the same, you know?
Do they? I mean, I guess so.
Send a paper Paris, aren't we? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have a kid, so I can't do that. Anything else, or is that it?
That's my only baseball bet.
What did the crew like earlier? Do we have a community bet or no?
We didn't know because I was doing my NFC predictions in the 340 segment, so we did not hear from Mr. 340, nor our baseball aficionado Jake Hassan. So I'm not sure what they
are. So Mr. 340 likes the A's, and Jake likes the A's also, I guess is what they're saying. So yeah, great last night. Lost 2-1. It was awesome.
I'll bet the A's as well.
Yeah, I won't. Just gonna ride this, take it into tomorrow, and tomorrow on the show, professional football, full preview of Eagles Cowboys, all our bets, Femi's Island, and thy royal prop king. And until then, dear listener and dear viewer, I'm Nick Costos, wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM tonight on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.